It is about time you showed up, Doc. They've had us in these cuffs for like 20 minutes now. Just waiting for you to show up here. You don't mind releasing us from them, do ya? We would like to think you know us well enough to know we're not going to do anything to you. We've built a sort of trust, haven't we, Doc? Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that already feels so much better. Thank you for doing that. None of the others would do that because they've got to stick up their ass. We know how hard that was for you the first time to put all your trust in us. You know, meeting one-on-one for the first time, but now that we've got this whole routine down, well, it's just easier for us to talk to you like this. No shackles, no chains. It's not like we can really have an honest conversation if one of us is in shackles, right? And that's why we like you, Doc. Despite the fact that we're in a research facility being poked and prodded by others, you still treat us like we're some type of a person. We can actually respect that. The rest of the scientists, they just like to waste our time, saying whatever it takes to placate us to work with them. But not you. You actually value our time and conversation, don't you? Which is quite odd, considering you're supposed to be the one studying us. We guess it's true what they say about catching more flies with honey, considering we've actually talked to you and not the others. The other researchers? They just come in here and think we'll do whatever they want because they bring reinforcements. We guess that's why they started to send you in. You're the only one we don't attack on sight these days. Which brings us to our question. What are you doing here? You don't normally see us more than once a week. And you told us that they try to limit our alone time together. You pulled a few strings to get the cameras turned off, but that means limited access. Because of the pool you have here, we assumed you were fairly high up in the pecking order. That or the facility really wants to figure out how we work. Either way, it's a win for us because I get to see my favorite little researcher. So what brings you to my humble little cell today? You wish to know how it works. That's cute. We admire your curiosity, truthfully. But we need you to be a bit more specific, little researcher. We have no issue explaining things in further detail. You just need to be a bit more careful in what you're asking. Is it about the spores? How telepathy works? What would you like to know, Doc? The spores. That's what everyone here wants to know about, isn't it? The spores that we are able to produce. It's why they kept us locked in such a tiny box until you came around. Now we get to stretch our fungi and flourish in this humid environment. Considering the improvements you've made to our way of life, I guess it's only fair. What kind of spores are you curious about? Telepathy? Distress? Reproductive? Hallucinatory? Auditory? We can also animate formerly living things via the spores, if that's something you're curious about. Which one is it? A greedy answer. Wanting to know everything about the different kind of spores. Sure, we could sit here, listen to us give the different examples and tell you how it affects non-fungi life forms. But that's not really going to help you understand. You need to experience it for yourself. There is only so much you can glean from us telling you what we've observed in non-fungi life forms. We can tell you that we have had success in introducing non-fungi life forms into the hive mind that is the spore network. But you are not going to believe that unless you experience it for yourself. We could tell you that given enough spores, we are able to create a servant who does our bidding until we decide to stop animating it. But why would you think it's true if you don't see it? In these conditions, we don't have the ability to show off our spores and their full potential. But I can give you a limited demonstration. Would you be interested in that, Doc? We ask because the spores will alter your mind since you're not part fungi. You're made of flesh and bone and blood, meaning the effects are going to be way more intense, as you've never experienced anything like this before. Is this something you can tolerate going forward? We only ask because once you are a part of the Spore Network, there's simply no going back. You will always be able to hear us. You will always be able to find one of us. You will officially be part of the Myconids. As you breathe in the spores, they'll settle into your lungs, making themselves at home. You might be able to create some sort of antidote to get rid of the feeling, but we have yet to see one that's successful. And we've been around for at least a century at this point. The only way to know more about the spores is to experience them for yourself. Learn how to control and use them. Become one with us, with the hive. Certain spores, like these ones, well, they can only attach with consent, which is why I'm asking, is this what you want? With a nod of your head, you watch as a mist starts to leave my pores. Pinky purple in nature, it smells vaguely floral as the first spores reach your nose. Take a deep breath, Doc. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't need to hold it in. The spores that will be entering your body will have made their journey and start attaching instantly. The deeper you breathe, the more spores that attach, and the more involved with the hive mind you'll be. You can't feel the spores burying themselves into your lungs, but that doesn't mean they aren't. You're actually shocked by how little you can feel. If it wasn't for the colored mist and vague smell, you probably wouldn't have noticed anything. That's on purpose. If these were attack spores, it would have had an effect on you regardless. Those spores allow for us to attack in silence and protect our clans from further decay. We have already been driven underground. When we come above ground, we usually end up in places like this. It's what happened to us. Now we're stuck here, aren't we? It's not all bad, little researcher. This is simply a blip in our very long life. Every day we're one step closer to leaving. Hopefully you'll come and visit us once we have a new place set up. We doubt our old home is still there, considering we've been at this facility for a few months at this point. We've lost track of time since they put us in that tiny box without light. That is, until you came around. We are unsure of how much time we actually spent in the box, but it doesn't matter. Not anymore, because you're here. The doctor that treats us like a person, who sees us more than just some sort of sentient fungus. Just because we are a myconid doesn't mean we don't have thoughts and feelings. We are sentient creatures with feelings and needs. You're the first one to recognize that, Doctor. And we're sure the research paper you'll be able to write from just this experience alone is going to get you a promotion. This is the first time we've used our spores since entering captivity. Despite all the poking and prodding, we did our very best to not let anyone join the hive mind. Only those worthy of a Myconid's trust are allowed to join. You should feel special, little researcher. You're getting an up-close and personal look at the intricate spore network that fungi use to communicate with. To be privy to such knowledge makes excitement curl in your chest, doesn't it? We can only imagine what this is going to do for your career, Doc. But we aren't done. Not yet. Allowing you to connect to the spore network isn't enough. You wanted to know what else the spores can do, don't you? Then keep breathing them in, researcher. Don't even pay attention to how our vines have started to rub against your leg. Feeling the warmth from your skin. It's been so long since we've been allowed to connect to someone like this. Having to rely on the hive mind for social interactions. Oh, it's a welcomed relief to have you in front of us. Accepting our gentle touch. You've been so focused on playing footsie with our vine. You've almost forgotten about the spores you were supposed to be breathing in. You're just now realizing you aren't smelling them anymore, aren't you? I can't fill the room anymore, but I can control what little I've got inside you. Can't feel how they bury inside your lungs, making themselves all comfy cozy. Instead, you feel your brain start to get all floaty, like it's getting both bigger and smaller at the same time. That's your neurons connecting to the spore highways. Sparks of pleasure shoot down your spine as you whine, adjusting to the completely new sensation. Oh, it's all right, Doctor. This is perfectly normal when allowing a non-fungal entity to join the fungal network. It's just a part of the process. Don't fight it. Embrace it. Sink into it. This is what you asked for, remember? No regrets, right? That's what we like to hear, little researcher. You're starting to enjoy the feeling, aren't you? Those are the pheromones ensuring your attraction towards me remains. If it wasn't for my spores, we would have never learned about this secret little crush you've been harboring towards us. It's starting to make sense why you took such great care with us. Why you would find whatever excuse you could to spend more time. You want to be with us. How flattering, Doctor. We had no idea that you had such complicated emotions like this. We can't say we don't feel the same way. Seeing you has always been the best part of our day. You can't deny the smile that gets plastered across our face whenever we see you enter the room. It's obvious for anyone with eyes to see. Now we know just how much you've been struggling to keep things professional. Can't get distracted because that means you'll get fired from your job. And if you're fired from here, you won't get to see us ever again. And that's a fate worse than death for you, isn't it? It makes us feel good to know how obsessed with us you are. Do you think about us at night? As you fall asleep, do you imagine everything we can do with our mushroom body? Won't have to settle for the imagination much longer as more neurons are connected to the neural spore highway. You feel the connection between us growing stronger. You can't explain it away in logical terms, which means it must be my pheromones. You're the first researcher to have experienced this. You're special, Doc. You should be proud of yourself. We are. It feels so nice to let down your walls and allow us inside your head. To open yourself up to us like this, to be so vulnerable. As the spores make themselves at home within your body, your pupils start to dilate. Unable to tear your eyes away from us, you find yourself questioning why we were even considered dangerous to begin with. Spores aren't dangerous. They make you feel good, don't they? Just for you, Doc. Anyone else would get my not-so-pleasant spores, but you, you're special. And you hate how good that makes you feel inside as you start to squirm in your seats. How are you feeling, Doc? That's good. I'm glad you're still feeling like yourself. Quite a few people have gotten lost in the fungal neural network, so hopefully you won't be one of them. We would hate to lose you. You're such an amazing conversationalist. The only person at this facility we would even remotely consider a friend. It's why you got special privilege to this, as you feel your own thoughts fading away. They're not important. Not when you can hear the others now. Faintly. So faint. But they're there in your head. Voices you don't recognize, all communicating with each other despite the miles. You thought it would be too much, but it's the opposite. You have never felt more in tune with yourself thanks to the spores. Heat begins to rise as you move against me, trying to make yourself comfortable in your seat. Do you need our help, Doc? It's not good enough. We need to hear you say it. Use your words. Tell us what you need, little researcher.